Welcome to Journey to Alignment, the podcast, where you come to learn about the journey it takes to fully lean into your purpose. I'm your host, Sam Harper, and founder of Sharper Advising. Together, we will learn about the beaten path and the methods it takes to be a trailblazer. Everyone's journey is different, and I want you to know that you're right on time and everything is falling into place. Your path doesn't have to look the same as anyone else's. When I'm rising, so are you. Let's get into it. Hey friends, welcome back to Journey to Alignment. This week, I'm coming at you with some hard truths and something that I posted on my Instagram story earlier this week about self-sabotage. So if you are in a moment, in a season of expansion, or trying on a new pattern, a new behavior, maybe you're growing internally, externally, really any kind of form of change, and you are up against some big changes that require you to step into a space that is unfamiliar and unknown to you, what could happen is that you start self-sabotaging yourself. And I found myself in that position earlier this week, and it was kind of last week really that kind of bled into this week. And what that looked like for me was avoiding a lot of things that I knew were going to propel me in my career and my growth. And that scared me. It scared me so much so that it paralyzed me. And then I was doing things that I knew were preventing me from stepping into that space, much like not responding to emails that were really important emails and not sending my assistant documents that my assistant needed to help move a project along and waiting until the very last second on a deadline to submit something. So those are some of the behaviors that I was participating in this past week. Really fun. Huge eye roll. I'm saying that with so much sarcasm behind my tone because I could see it all happening right in front of me, yet still I couldn't stop it. Or at least I felt like I couldn't stop it. And I just wanted to touch on this a little bit more deeply because I had so many people responding to me in my DMs when I posted about that story about self-sabotage that other people are experiencing that too, that they felt attacked, they felt called out. And for one, that kind of gave me some hope that I wasn't in this alone. I knew that I wasn't in it alone, but it's always kind of nice to hear the community come forward and be like, oh my gosh, I'm experiencing that too. And you're speaking to my soul, or like, I hear you, I'm right there along with you. Like, I'm definitely in that space too. So as much as I don't want other people to be in a self-sabotaging moment, it is also nice to know that I'm not over here like isolated from in this experience. So let's talk about what this looks like in other forms, not just in career, but self-sabotage can come in a lot of different forms. And when I talk about journey to alignment, this is part of coming back into alignment when you are growing and experiencing this in different areas. So some other different areas where you can be self-sabotaging yourself are career being one of them, working out, or maybe you're starting a new diet. It can be in your relationships. It can be in, if you're on a journey of sobriety, it can be with your finances. It can be with a lot of different areas of your life. So there's a tipping point is what it feels like. So you're going strong, like you're doing really well. And then there's a moment where you have to take a leap of faith. And that's usually where the self-sabotage will come in because you don't know what's on the other side. And when you don't know what's on the other side, that you start to make up stories in your head about what it looks like. And that can look like failure. That can look like losing relationships, losing friendships, losing romantic partners. That can be family members too, even. or that means that you have to take a bigger risk and a bigger sacrifice to get what you ultimately want long term. And that's when people typically shut down. It's because the unknown is so far removed from what you're used to that the body doesn't know how to interpret that feeling. So it just stops. So if you're in a moment where you are self-sabotaging, try and step back for just a moment, reassess what your goals are, long-term goals and short-term goals, and move a little slower. I talk about moving slow pretty often. I think that we oftentimes as humans in the society that we live in, we are conditioned to move fast. And fast means progress, but not in all cases. And I think that we need to give ourselves a lot of grace and compassion as we are shifting and changing and stepping into growth and expansion. And sometimes that looks like a lot slower than what we would typically do or move into. And so for me, yesterday or whatever day it was that I was like really in the self-sabotaging, like I had my assistant had text me like 3 times. I got a voicemail. I had a follow-up email. I literally was avoiding all of it to a point where I just was like, I'm done with my own bullshit right now. I can't do this. This is causing me so much more anxiety and worry than it warrants. And so that can also be something that comes up for you. Like if you're worrying about whatever you need to do more than actually doing the thing, then it's time to take some action. So when I say the slowdown, I really mean like taking one step at a time. You don't have to take some enormous jump. You don't have to jump across a cliff. You don't have to try and change something overnight, but taking one step towards the goal that you want will help you feel more confident in taking the next step. And then the next step after that, and then the next step after that. And so being really, really patient with yourself as you move through it. You know, I think that change requires just so much more than I think we give it credit for. I'm such an advocate and a proponent for change. I've been known to be a disruptor in systems for that very reason, because I think change is really good for us. However, when we are doing our own change and we are doing our own growth, we think that it's all about us. Like, I'm doing the work. I'm putting in all of this effort. I'm changing my behaviors. I'm putting up boundaries. The list goes on, right? But what we don't realize is throughout changing ourselves is that the systems and dynamics and relationships that we're in that are surrounding us are also shifting and changing. And the people who you interact with have to catch up with your change, or they don't catch up with your change, and those relationships have served its purpose and its season, and you move forward through that. But it's a lot, it's more than you. We'll just put it that way. It's more than you. And I think that's where some fear sets in too, is that we don't know as we're shifting and changing and growing and stepping into whatever expansion this is you don't know what you're going to gain and you don't know what you're going to lose. And that's what gets us in this moment of pause and avoidance and procrastination and self-sabotaging behaviors. And so I just want to let you know that you're not alone in this. Like, we all go through it, no matter like what season you're in. If you are making changes, there will be a moment when it's more comfortable to go back to where you were, because you know what that's like. It's predictable. You know what the outcomes are going to be. You know what the consequences are going to be. However, you didn't set out to change to stay the same. So you have to move through the uncomfortable parts. So what I had to do was sit my ass down and go through each email one by one, and not overthink it, but just move through it. And once I got the first email out, I'm like, okay, I got that off the plate. I can go up to the next email. Got that off the plate. Great. I can move on to the next thing. And I think like 3 or 4 emails in, I was starting to feel like, okay, I got this. Like, this isn't, I've made this out to be way bigger of an issue and a problem than it ever needed to be. I need to step in fully, lean in fully, and move through whatever comes as a response to those emails. So for me, the self-sabotage was because I am in a moment of expansion in my career that is super exciting, like incredibly exciting and incredibly scary. Because for me, that means my priorities need to shift a lot. And the relationships in my life and the dynamics need to shift a lot. And there might be a lot of more moments in the near future where I have to say no to a lot of social engagements because I need to be focused on what I'm building and what I'm putting out there. And so it's just like a lot of boundaries for one and stepping into the unknown, but having a lot of faith that I haven't been given this vision on accident and I haven't been given this assignment on accident. And whatever that looks like, I know that it is for my higher good and it is my calling and it is my purpose. And so keeping a strong faith in that has been really helpful. But not everybody has that. Not everybody has access to that blind faith. And so I want to give you some tangibles on like how to help yourself when you are in self-sabotaging behaviors that will help you move through it. So let's talk about finances for a second, because this used to be me and sometimes is still me because old patterns die hard, I guess. But I did not grow up in like a financially literate home whatsoever. I grew up pretty poor and my mom, you know, it was a single mom and paycheck to paycheck. If that, sometimes we didn't make it to the next paycheck and we had our water shut off or electricity shut off or whatever it is. So I did not grow up knowing how to save. I didn't grow up knowing how to invest. I didn't grow up knowing anything about financial health and literacy. So I had to learn the hard way. And I would like spend every single penny that I had and then be in like complete panic and survival mode. And I would put myself there because I knew how much money I had and I would spend it. And what that would do is create an experience in my body, in my nervous system that would then trickle down to like every other aspect of my life. Because when you're in survival mode, like that affects everything. So I had this goal of like, okay, I'm going to start saving. This is back in the day. I'm going to start saving and like really being strict about my budget and getting my finances all together. And I would do pretty well. I would create a budget. I'd be on top of it, super hyper-focused about it. And then there would be a moment where something else in my life, unattached to finances, would come in like a wrecking ball. And then what would happen is my financial growth would take a hit because it was an old behavior that I was used to doing. I would like, what do they call it? Retail therapy. There we go. I'd be like, oh, you know, this bad thing happened to me. So I'm going to treat myself and I'm going to go do retail therapy. And that was sabotaging myself. And so know that when you are creating change, it's okay and it's normal to relapse. This is the whole point of why I'm telling you this story is you'll have relapses in creating new ways of life. And I think this is where people start to really crumble is during the relapse period because you're like, oh, I did all of this work. I made all of this change. I got to X, Y, and Z place. And then I took 15 steps back. Well, you didn't take 15 steps back. Maybe you took one step back that created a barrier for the goal that you're really trying to achieve. And I just want to let you know, you can start over again today. You don't have to keep sabotaging yourself. You can relapse once and you can choose right after that, I'm going to make a better decision for myself and my health and my wealth tomorrow or today or right now. you don't have to wait. And I think, you know, we can get in a spiral where we make one mistake and it's like, okay, well, I made this one mistake. I made this one choice. I made this one decision that took me off track. And now I guess I'm just on the spiral down and I'm going to have to start from ground zero again. Well, that's such a misconception. And I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit for all of the resilience and strength that you've built up to get to where you're at. So know that you can start right now and you can stop sabotaging yourself right now. It doesn't have to continue. And that's, I had to do a lot of self-talk for myself earlier this week when I was like, okay, well, I guess that relationship's completely done. And I burned that bridge because I didn't respond in a timely manner and I should have handled it differently. And this is where the vulnerability kind of comes in. And you just have to be like, hey, you know what? Thank you so much for being patient with me and just get back in it. Just like roll with it. Or if you're in a relationship and you're sabotaging the relationship, be really open and vulnerable about what's going on. Of like, hey, I took a sidestep because my heart got scared and then my old behaviors maybe popped out and this is what's going on with me. So be really open and authentic with what you're experiencing. And hopefully you've got a partner who is willing to listen and understand your perspective and you can have a dialogue and move forward and move through it. And those are sometimes the moments that make the relationships even stronger. And I'm not talking just about romantic relationships now. I'm talking about all of the relationships. So, you know, me sending out this email, I'm like, hey, thank you so much for being patient with me. Here's what's going on. And then I got a really amazing response back of like, hey, I've been going through it too. No worries. We'll get right back on board. Like, let's go. And so when you meet your self-sabotaging behaviors with compassion and with understanding and knowing that you have the resilience and strength to pull yourself out of there, and then you also are vulnerable with what's going on, I know because I've done this to myself so many times and I've seen it with the clients that I work with and my friends, that when you meet it with vulnerability, you'll get vulnerability back. And that's what makes us human. Like, hey, I don't have it together all of the time. And it looks like a certain way online or on social media, but there's some struggles that happen behind the scenes. And it's okay to struggle behind the scenes. It's okay to struggle in front of the scene, like out in the public, you know? And that's what makes us human. And that's what makes us real and authentic and letting other people know that, like, they're not alone in all of this. And so I just want this to be just some inspiration, hopefully some motivation to let you know that if you are in a moment of sabotaging your goals, know that right now in this moment, you can decide that you're going to step out of that and get back on track with whatever goal it is, whether that be a career goal or a working out or dieting or a relationship or sticking with your sobriety or having financial health and literacy, whatever that is for you, you can choose right now that you're going to step back in and keep going. And it's all these like mini, I wouldn't even call them failures. I think a lot of people will call them a failure. I think all these mini like real life moments, it's not a failure, help keep us strong and give us more oomph behind the reason why we're coming back to whatever goal that is that we want. So don't let it be defeating. Let it be the fuel to fire up a new like power behind why you started in the beginning. So for me, in the beginning of this year in 2021, I picked three words for my year: expansion, joy, and activation. And those words have shown up in such a profound way in my life this year in ways that I wasn't expecting. And I am in, I would say, like a second wind of expansion in this year already. I feel like I had like a pretty big expansive like beginning of the year. And then here I am in another really expansive piece of the year. And with expansion just comes like a whole lot of unknowns. But what I know historically, looking back, is any other time that I've been put in a position to expand or grow or step outside of my comfort zone is I've been able to execute. I've been able to get what I want. And so I know that I can do it again. So no, look back at all of your achievements. Look back at your history. Look back at your resilience. Know that you have it in you. You don't have to stop right here. And I am finding a lot of joy in this journey. There's a lot of really difficult parts. I'm going to be really honest with you, really difficult parts, looking at my shadows, really doing the deep inner work. But as deep as you go is as high as you can go. So go deep, my friends. Go really deep. Dig in there. Look at all of it. Be really honest with yourself. And then use that to activate. Activate yourself. Don't get paralyzed by the unknown. It's okay to have a moment because you're human, but activate yourself. Keep it moving. There's a lot of people who are DMing me about my story that I posted. And I was like, just keep swimming, just keep swimming. Like Dory, like just keep going, or Nemo, whatever one. Just keep going one step in front of the other and know that you got this. Okay. And know that in this stepping forward, it will require you to step into new responsibilities. It will require you to know your worth. It will require you to have confidence in discerning where you're going. But that's all part of the beauty. That's all part of why you've been called to do whatever it is that you're stepping into. And know that you have it in you. I always say, like, you're not given a vision or a goal or an aspiration on accident. It's given to you for a reason and a purpose. And it is your job to lean into that. So let's do it. I'm doing small actions every single day to help stay committed to what I want. And when you stay committed to your goals, when you stay committed to your actions, that builds confidence. When you build your confidence, you build your self-worth. When you build your self-worth, then you have that extra like push behind you to keep going in moments where it feels really scary. So this is me letting you know you're not alone. And also, thank you so much for being compassionate and understanding in witnessing my growth and my expansion. And if I haven't texted you back right away or haven't answered an email or am a little bit avoidant, know that it's not about you. That it is about me, and I'm probably in a moment where I am self-sabotaging, but I'm working my way out of it. You guys always know when I'm rising, so are you. And I really want you to rise to the occasion here and keep going, because what you're doing is important and what you're doing is worthwhile. And I am here if you guys want to talk about it, like DM me, email me, whatever it is. I'm here. Let's work through this self-sabotage together and let's celebrate these wins and these moments of pushing through the really difficult parts of expansion. I rise, you rise, baby. Let's go.
'Thank you for listening to this episode of Journey to Alignment. Don't forget to share your favorite takeaways on Instagram and leave a 5-star review. Until next time, friends, I rise, you rise.